From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. No Senate impeachment trial of the Secretary of Homeland Security. In 3 hours, the two House impeachment articles were rejected by the Democratic majority, and that was that. ABC News senior congressional correspondent Rachel Scott on Capitol Hill.
House Republicans impeach Mayorkas over his handling of the border, but failed to provide any evidence of high crimes and misdemeanors. Democrats argue that President Biden was ready to sign the most significant bipartisan border security legislation in decades, but it was Republicans who rejected a bill their own party negotiated under immense pressure from former President Donald Trump. The White House insisting Republicans should stop playing baseless political games.
President Biden backing House Speaker Mike Johnson's effort over the next few days to pass four separate bills separating Ukraine military aid from aid to Israel and other items. President Biden promising union steelworkers in Pittsburgh he'd block the acquisition of U.S. steel by a Japanese company, and he called for a tripling of tariffs on Chinese steel.
My administration is also taking a real hard look at the Chinese government's industrial practices when it comes to global shipbuilding, which is critical to our economy.
A senior U.S. official says it's likely that there will not be any Israeli retaliatory attack on Iran until after Passover, which begins Monday and ends 8 days later. ABC's Quinn Owen.
Ahead of the Passover holiday, FBI Director Christopher Wray says the Bureau has seen a continued escalation of threats since the October 7th attack on Israel.
We were already conducting investigations and interventions as individuals fueled by hate and extremism through inspiration from events over in the Middle East.
Between October and January, the FBI has opened three times as many Jewish hate crime investigations compared to the 4 months before October 7th.
The Biden administration's reached a deal to provide $6 billion to Micron Technology to produce advanced memory computer chips in New York and Idaho. You're listening to ABC News. One of Detroit's big three recalls about 500,000 cars. ABC's Mike Dubusky.
More than 450,000 Ford Bronco Sports and Ford Mavericks are being recalled. Documents filed with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration find it's due to an issue with the compact truck's powertrain control unit, which could fail to detect changes in the battery's charge, which if low, could cause a loss in power.
Ford says a software update to fix the issue should arrive later in the second quarter. There's a catch to getting a free bottle of wine at this restaurant in Verona.
In Italy, Angelo Lella, the owner of Al Condominio, says tech is taking a bite out of the social experience of dining, telling The Guardian he's fed up with people turning to their phones instead of each other while eating. Now he's serving up a choice. Hold on to your phones or hand them over before sitting down and get a free bottle of vino with the meal. No one seems to be whining. Lella says 90% of his customers are choosing to sip red and white over texting and scrolling. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
A portrait of Winston Churchill is going on the auction block in June at Sotheby's in London. The painting by Graham Sutherland was made in preparation for a larger portrait commissioned by Parliament. The British Prime Minister famously hated it. It was sent to his home and never seen again. His family says it was destroyed. The smaller painting is expected to sell for between $622,000 and $995,000. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.